morning, Monty.
Good morning, Jeannie.
How are you this morning?
Doing probably better than I should be doing.
Yes, great.
Great. Good.
Yeah. I like to hear it.
Yeah, me too. I even like to feel it.
Even better, yes. Absolutely. Oh, good. Well, me too. Are you an early riser?
6:30.
Yeah.
That's when I get up every morning, get my shake down in.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for the call.
Raring to go. That's good. Yeah, it takes me a little longer. I get up at 6. I have to, it takes me a little few more minutes to get rolling before then I have my shake. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How's it going down there?
Pretty good. We are, weather-wise, we are have been a little bit cooler, but we're going back up to the mid-80s, upper 80s, maybe 90 this weekend.
Great. Oh, by the way, I made a mistake the other day when we were talking about Dr. Amon's clinics,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that there was one in the Phoenix area. It's not. It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And then we have one here in Bellevue, up here in the Northwest. Six of them, but...
Okay.
I thought there was one in Phoenix when I read it the first time, but there isn't.
Okay.
You need to make that
correct.
There
probably should be one here. Yeah.
Yeah, it probably should be. Much fun down there.
Never know. It's a pretty transient city here, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Hardly people... It's rare to find someone that's from here. Which is interesting. Most of us that have been here longer than 20 years claim to be from here, but...
Yeah. And that must be you, huh?
That would be me, yeah. 27, this is my third time to live here, so.
Oh, really? Where were you originally from?
Originally from Texas.
Oh.
Good place to be from.
What brought you to the Phoenix area?
A guy.
Okay. That's a real good answer.
Yeah, the first time, yeah. First time, and then I really liked it, you know, so. And then, of course, like most people, they go where their work is. And so this is kind of where we ended up because we can do more work here. So, but I like Phoenix. I like the Phoenix area. I've always liked warm weather. And there's some things that I would change about it, but then it would change the whole climate. So it would be different.
Well, I love the way the streets are laid out.
Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to get around. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. For me, anyhow, coming from the Northwest, it's real easy.
I bet. Now, you're up in Washington, aren't you?
Olympia.
Olympia, yeah. We came up for years and did the state fair with the Puyallup Fair.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been about 10 years now since we have, but we went up there many years, probably 15 years, maybe 11 years, I think. From the Oregon State Fair, we drive up there and do the Puyallup.
Yeah.
So, we're heading up there in August. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie. I was on mute.
Hi, Steve. Good to hear your voice. Has arrived.
Always delightful to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
How's it feeling?
Steve Petty.
Has arrived. Has arrived.
Everybody's arriving. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Betty. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hi, Lane.
I hear some shakes going on.
Indeed.
I love it. I'm just getting prepared to go to Texas next week. I was telling my husband, you're going to have to make your own shake now. I've been using my Vitamix, and it makes it frothy, you know. So he goes, well, I can use the Vitamix. And I said, yeah, you can. That's right. But to make a small amount in the Vitamix is kind of interesting. So.
The bullet is so much easier to clean.
Yeah, I need to get a new bullet. Mine bit the dust about a year or so ago.
I don't shake it. I don't put it in the thing. I just shake it. With the
cup?
With a flat top on, yeah.
Okay.
And then I, you know, I mark where I put the water in, and then I empty it, and then I add more water to just, and shake it again to get all the residue to drink again.
Okay.
And even Marty is going to be doing his own too, so if he can do it, believe me, Ricky can do it.
I know it. And then I'm going to bring, I think I have two shaker cups, so I'm going to bring one. One of the Nikan shaker cups. Seems like I found one the other day, and I found the old Body Balance little containers that you could put some in to travel with. I found two of those.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Amazing
what you find when you clean out my pantry.
Yes.
He was hiding in the back corner. Well, does anyone have a question, comment this morning right off the bat? Something that's...
I got my Vitacross order yesterday, and there was a booklet in there, mostly of stuff that they're selling. But some of the pages had some creative ideas, and this one had for coconut oil. Combined with sugar to make a natural exfoliating scrub. Mix a spoonful with chia seeds for an energizing snack. And that reminds me of the chocolate fudge things that we're making with, that I'm making anyway, with the coconut oil, honey, and cocoa that I've been adding chia seeds to. Blend into hot coffee or tea. Pop the perfect bowl of popcorn.
Wow.
So, little tidbits to use coconut oil.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Do you get your coconut oil from Vitacost?
You know, I was until Costco's carrying it now, so I get it there.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
I think it's probably cheaper at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
it's
is.
Organic and all the other good things.
Definitely
okay.
Is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I had come across one.
Even though Vitacost had free shipping, it's just, you know, it's at Costco, it's right there.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look and see what, is there a particular brand or is it, you'll just recognize it when you're there?
Costco has only here, only one. Let me see what the brand is.
Yeah, they only have one here as well.
Carrington Farms. Pure, unrefined, cold pressed, 100% organic extra virgin. Carrington Farms.
Okay.
54 ounces, the same size, I believe.
There's some friends of ours, one of his clients is a company called Tropical Traditions. And you have to order it online, but it's, really good. They have, one of them is Expeller Pressed, and it doesn't taste like coconut. So if somebody doesn't like the taste of coconut, that's kind of a good, it's organic and all of that too. Looks pretty good. The Tropical Traditions is the name of the company.
I wonder what the difference between expeller pressed and cold pressed is. I have
well, see, that's what I want to look. It sounds like it's more processed.
I don't know.
Which could affect some things.
Yeah.
You know, or probably does. And that's why I need to do a little more study on that one, I suppose.
I don't taste, when I make the fudge things, I don't taste coconut at all. Mindy, who says she doesn't like coconut, immediately tasted it. So go figure.
Oh. How about that?
Yeah. And I said, well, you know what? It's good for you, so make your choice.
So eat it. Eat those green peas.
Well, I try not to tell people what to do, and she's so good at doing that. Not really good at doing that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She does more of that than she should, so I try to set a better example. Maybe I used to do that. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I probably need to learn that. Not to be so ordering.
Hard lesson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, I pulled up a newsletter today from, I get the Forks Over Knives newsletter. And one article, caught my attention. There's several in here, but, the culprit in heart disease goes beyond meat's fat from the New York Times health section. And I just wanted to read that really quick. It's not too lengthy, but there's some interesting information in here, I think. whether you eat meat or not. I think it's good information. But so it says it was breakfast time and the people participating in a study of red meat and its consequences had hot sizzling sirloin steaks plopped out in front of them. The researcher himself bought a George Foreman grill for the occasion and the nurse assisting him did the cooking. For the sake of science, these six men and women ate every last juicy bit of the 8-ounce steaks. Then they waited to have their blood drawn. Dr. Stanley Hazen of the Cleveland Clinic, who led the study, and his colleagues had accumulated evidence for a surprising new explanation of why red meat may contribute to heart disease, and they were testing it with this early morning experiment. The researchers had come to believe that what damaged hearts was not just the thick edge of fat on steaks or the delectable marbling of their tender interiors. In fact, these scientists suspected that saturated fat and cholesterol made only a minor contribution to the increased amount of heart disease seen in red meat eaters. The real culprit, they proposed, was a little studied chemical that is burped out by bacteria in the intestines after people eat red meat. It is quickly converted by the liver into yet another little studied chemical called TMAO that gets into the blood and increases the risk of heart disease. That, at least, was the theory. So the question that morning was, would a burst of TMAO show up in people's blood after they ate a steak? And would the same thing happen to a vegan who had not eaten meat for at least a year and who consumed the same meal? The answers were yes, there was a TMAO burst in the five meat eaters, and no, the vegan did not have it. And TMAO levels turned out to predict heart attack risk in humans, the researchers found. The researchers also found that TMAO actually caused heart disease in mice. Additional studies with 23 vegetarians and vegans and 51 meat eaters showed that meat eaters normally had more TMAO in their blood and that they, unlike those who spurned meat, readily made TMAO after swallowing pills with carnitine. It's really a beautiful combination of mouse studies and human studies to tell a story I find quite plausible, says Dr. Daniel J. Rader, a heart disease researcher at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, who was not involved in the research. Researchers say that the work could lead to new treatments for heart disease, perhaps even an antibiotic, to specifically wipe out the bacterial culprit, and also to a new way to assess heart disease risk by looking for TMAO in the blood. Of course, critical questions remain. Would people reduce their heart attack risk if they lowered their blood TMAO levels? An association between TMAO levels in the blood and heart disease risk does not necessarily mean that one causes the other. And which gut bacteria in particular are the culprits? There are also questions about the safety of supplements like energy drinks and those who used in bodybuilding. Such supplements often contain carnitine, a substance found mostly in red meat. The investigators' extensive experiments in both humans and animals published Sunday in Nature Medicine have persuaded scientists not connected with the study to seriously consider this new theory of why red meat eaten too often might be bad for people. Dr. Frank Sachs, a professor of cardiovascular disease prevention at the Harvard School of Public Health, called the findings impressive. I don't have any reason to doubt it, he said, but it's kind of amazing. Laura Hooper, an associate professor of immunology and microbiology at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, who follows the paleo diet, heavy on meat, exclaimed, yikes, the study does not mean that red meat's entirely bad or that it's best to avoid it entirely, said Dr. Hazen, the lead researcher. Dr. Hazen is the chairman of the Department of Cellular and Molecular Medicine at the Lerner Research Institute, the Cleveland Clinic, a nonprofit academic medical center. Meat contains protein, for example, and B vitamins, which are essential for health. But the study findings indicated that the often noted association between red meat consumption and heart disease risk might be related to more than just the saturated fat and cholesterol in red meats like beef and pork. Dr. Hazen began his research 5 years ago with a scientific fishing expedition. He directs a study of patients who come to the Cleveland Clinic for evaluations. Over the years, there have been about 10,000. All were at risk of heart disease and agreed to provide blood samples to be followed so the researchers would know if any patient had a heart attack or died of the disease in the 3 years after the first visit. Those samples enabled him to look for small molecules in the blood to see whether any associated with heart disease or heart attacks or death. That study and a series of additional experiments led to the discovery that a red meat substance no one had suspected, carnitine, seemed to be a culprit. Carnitine is found in red meats and gets its name from the Latin word carnis, the root of carnivore, Dr. Hazen said. It's also found in other foods, he noted, including fish and chicken and even dairy products, but in smaller amounts. Red meat, he said, is the major source, and for many people who eat a lot of red meat, it may be a concern. The researchers found that carnitine was not dangerous by itself. Instead, the problem arose when it was metabolized by bacteria in the intestines and ended up as TMAO in the blood. That led to the steak eating study. It turned out that within a couple of hours of a regular meat eater having a steak, TMAO levels in the blood soared. But the outcome was quite different when a vegan ate a steak. Researchers had hypothesized that vegans would not have as many of the gut bacteria needed to make TMAO, and indeed virtually no TMAO appeared in the vegan's blood after he consumed a steak. We did not expect to see such a dramatic difference, Dr. Hazen said. Then the researchers gave meat eaters doses of antibiotics to wipe out almost all of their gut bacteria. After that, they no longer
has arrived,
either after consuming red meat or carnitine pills. And that meant, he said, that the effect really was because of gut bacteria. Researchers then tried to determine
has left the conference
with high blood carnitine or TMAO levels were at higher heart disease risk. They analyzed blood from more than 2,500 people, asking if carnitine or TMAO levels
has arrived.
Predicted heart attacks independently of traditional risk factors like smoking, high cholesterol, and blood pressure. Both carnitine and TMAO did, but upon further analysis, they discovered that the effect was solely because of TMAO. Okay, and this is, we're almost done here, but the researchers' theory, based on their laboratory studies, is that TMAO enables cholesterol to get into artery walls and also prevents the body from excreting excess cholesterol. But what is it about carnitine that
has arrived?
The answer, Dr. Hazen said, is that bacteria use it as a fuel. He said he worries about carnitine-containing energy drinks. Carnitine often is added to the drinks on the assumption that it will speed fat metabolism and increase a person's energy levels, Dr. Hazen said. Dr. Robert Heckel, a professor of medicine at University of Colorado and a past president of the American Heart Association, worried about how carnitine might be affecting bodybuilders and athletes who often take it because they believe it builds muscle. Those supplements, Dr. Hazen said, are scary, especially for our kids. Dr. Hazen, though, has taken his findings to heart. He used to eat red meat several times a week, about 12 ounces at a time. Now he says he eats it once every 2 weeks and has no more than 4 to 6 ounces at a time. So what I thought particularly interesting about this was the carnitine in these energy drinks, too, and the fact of this that gut bacteria that turns, gets into the blood and increases the risk of heart disease. Any comments or questions?
Jeannie, how do you spell the word carnitine?
C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E.
Okay, that's kind of what I wrote down, but I wasn't sure. I've not heard any of this.
I have seen it. I have seen carnitine in some of, I remember it in supplements when I used to go to the gym here to Bally's, and they carried a line of supplements. Carnitine was a huge thing.
Oh, really?
Bodybuilders were popping it and that kind of thing at the time.
It's in the energy drinks.
Yeah.
And I find it fascinating that this physician who is doing the research into using antibiotics or whatever else they're going to use has cut his consumption of meat. So instead of saying this is what people should do, don't do as I say, do as I'm going to cost you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He kind of danced lightly around that for a while, but actually when you look at it, like you're saying, Nancy, that he did cut back on his meat.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at least his brain is working, right?
Yes.
Well, and of course, I went and looked at our shake, and of course, we have no carnitine in our shake, which is kind of cool. And so they're using the medium chain triglycerides for our brain boost and the metabolism boost.
Right.
You know, which I think is so cool.
Jeannie, could you send me that newsletter, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's one I've gotten, and I guess I've never signed up for it, so I don't get it regularly. Somebody else must have sent it to me at times.
Yeah, this is from the Forks Over Knives newsletter, everybody. They have several interesting things along here, and they have a couple of recipes and, you know, that kind of thing, too. So.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So
I've also heard on Oz over the years, and maybe even on the docs, that there's a large percentage of people who have heart attacks who have normal cholesterol levels.
Well, you know, and you hear about young people and athletes and all that stuff, so that's what caught my attention too.
And so many of those athletes, it's fatal when it hits. You know, they don't have any idea.
Yeah.
We've had a lot in Texas that, you know, when you know it's the stress there.
Well, they say the first sign of a heart attack, usually you don't know because you die.
Uh-huh.
And probably the most conformed heart patients are those that survived a heart attack. They understand, oh my gosh, you know, finally. But anyway. I thought it was interesting. So if anybody does eat red meat, you know, it's really good to cut back on that. And, of course, like I always like to say, I think the big thing that most Americans are missing, and maybe not just Americans, but I'll just say that, is that we need to eat more vegetables. And that needs to be the big consumption. And there was an article in the Vegetarian Times several years ago that was titled "Put the Veg Back in Vegetarian," and I had known people, I still do, that they call themselves vegetarians and they don't eat vegetables. So what that means is they're eating pasta and rice and bread, basically, you know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, the whole point is let's eat. It's not just, of course, they're big on, you know, animal cruelty and all that, and I don't like being cruel to animals, but that's not why I chose not to eat animal products. You know, if we all had 3/4 of our plate be vegetables and then the rest be whatever, we'd all be healthier. That's my thoughts.
You're right.
You know, look at your plate when you eat and what color is it? Not the plate, it's the food on it. No fear having a green plate. Anyway.
Well, you know, but the color of the plate does have an impact on what you eat, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm, it does. It does.
Blue does not stimulate your appetite. Red does.
Mm-hmm. You know, and in selling vegetable cutters, when I first got in the pitch business, selling those, they were bright orange. And now they make them in white, too, but that orange color, you know, it's like yummy, yummy. Orange and red, I guess, are some of the stimulate your appetite. What were you going to say, Mary Lou?
Oh, it's okay. I was going to ask you if you can give me a call when you get through.
Sure.
If you have time.
I do. I'll put a note right here. I have one question too. I have a friend that's doing the shake, and she's been doing Weight Watchers for 35 years. At one time, she lost 96 pounds. She's gained the majority of that back over the years too, and she did the shake. Well, she's gained 3 pounds. And so she was concerned about that and why. And, I was going to have her come on the call, and then we could all give her suggestions.
What's she using?
Yeah, her diet is really not, in my opinion, is not the best, even though it's Weight Watchers, because nothing bad about Weight Watchers.
Even that?
Yeah, she goes every week, and she, yeah, She's a real devout
photojournal
watchers person. Mm-hmm. And she said she does not really journaling well. So her leader there had said, well, for a week, write down everything you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And she's diabetic as well. And that's what she was impressed with Roger's teaching about our shake and sugar and that kind of thing and the cereal, because, you know, they have cereal and bananas for breakfast every morning.
Ooh.
So, anyway, I wanted to see if they had a thought.
Take her measurements and journal.
Yeah.
I think,
Doctor, go ahead.
No, I just think that's what Nancy said, that's right. But I think that Mary Lou's going to even have to do a better job, because I'm not losing very much anymore. And so I think that's possibly that I'm something I'm not doing exactly right.
Are you doing some exercise?
Yes.
Okay.
But just about 3 times a week. That's about it.
Okay.
And
maybe add an extra
day.
Something.
Something.
And can you walk okay and all of that? You don't have any?
No, I can walk.
Okay, okay.
In fact, I walk the dog in the afternoon, too.
Oh, good.
So, weather permitting and so forth, but no, I'd be fine. And I just, when I'm late again, I just thought yesterday that, and I've kept a journal of it just every day, but I'm not losing much, you know. But like you said, I still feel like that the inches is taken care of it. I'm so happy with it.
Have you measured yourself, Mary Lou?
Yes. I did before I started, and I've got to measure me again today. I haven't done it yet this morning.
Okay.
And I thought last night, I'm going to measure myself again and see where you are and what you're doing wrong so I can make some curtails. I talked to a lady last night, and she said she'd lost 10 pounds with it. But then she's doing it twice a day. I've only done it once and with the water. You know, I've just stayed with the regular deal with the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get it fine-tuned again and keep me going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, sometimes just a slight change, even in any regular slight change is something that you're doing.
Yeah.
I was going to say when you go shopping or when you go out, park a little further away. I mean, those little things add up, too. If you go out a lot, you know, take the stairs rather than elevators, those kind of things.
Stay pretty active, but like you said, I'm doing something wrong. So.
Yeah, Muncie used to tell you when you would walk, because you'd walk for a couple of minutes and then walk really fast for a couple of minutes and then slow it down for a couple of minutes to normal and then back up. And you know, change up the speeds. And then also, if you're going to do the walk, before you take your walk, drink, at least Dr. Pedersen used to tell us to take, get up in the morning and have your walk if you could, first thing in the morning. Drink about a quart and a half of water, then go for a walk. And then come back, and most of the time, if you've taken that walk, your colon will absorb all the water into your body. And flush out toxins and stuff, and it'll flush out the pounds, too.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's
reminder.
A good reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the other things I think about our vital balance is that one of the things that I'm starting to do now, rather than when it first came out, is, and I've learned this from Pat and Mac, and that is that one of the things that when I went through Dave Balzer's presentation, everything, he very seldom ever talks about weight loss. And I know Roger does, but I guess when I look more at the vital balance and I'm having more success, particularly with retail sales, is when I think this is the truth, and what I feel I'm learning about it is that our vital balance is more of a meal replacement, which basically has a lot of benefits to it. And Dave talks about it, and that's anywhere from from improved memory to energy to a preventive for body to, basically it's designed for preventive for the body to stay healthy. It controls the blood sugar control, whether you have high blood sugar or low blood sugar, you won't get the spikes. It basically structures your body. I'm hearing from a lot of testimonies that people that aren't necessarily losing a lot of weight, their body is being structured different. And that's like what Nancy always talks about in measurements. I'm finding that to be very true. But the balance, the vital balance should be, we should think of it more of a lifestyle change. And the reason you can do, and that means that something that people are going to take forever, because it is better for them and their health and everything else. Where if I was talking about weight loss, it seems like that when people lost 5 pounds or 10 pounds or whatever they wanted to lose, that, you know, they usually in most cases, whether it be Weight Watchers or what all the other ones, shakes that are out there, they usually come off it. And I think when we talk about it as lifestyle changes, like I've been now being taught, it seems, matter of fact, I was the other day at a relative's and I'd always talked about weight loss. And the other day I happened to talk about all these things I just mentioned. And she says, well, that sounds good. Order me up a bottle of it. So just the thought process there is that this is really designed for a lifestyle change in the health and benefit of our body, more so than a weight loss product. Just a thought.
Thank you, Monty. That's awesome. Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's a journey. It's not a sprint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you all listen to Dave and Dave?
Yes.
When was that set? Last Saturday. I missed that. I need to go back and watch that. Thank you.
Yeah,
I did.
Recorded.
It was very good. Okay. It's on the Magnetic Leaders, probably.
I believe it is. I got some.
Has left the conference.
Had it on a link that they sent me.
I think that Van sent something down that had it on.
Oh, yes. I think he did too. Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. Awesome. It was good, but he didn't talk anything about, he went into all the details and so forth, but nothing about, much about weight loss. I'm just like what Monty said. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think people are just more receptive to it. You know, Matt, I know it's 7:30, but I'll hit you real quick. Matt took some tapes to a chamber meeting the other day and talked to him about it, and then he passed and talked about the lifestyle and, you know, those kind of stuff. And the amazing thing that he came out...
has left the conference.
When he passed the box around with all the tapes in it, he said the ones that took it were the one, because he had talked about the lifestyle and blah, 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 blah. He says the ones that took it were the skinny ones in there. The ones that were overweight,
has arrived.
So that kind of tells us something, I guess, that we don't want to concentrate on weight loss because there could be another huge lifestyle market out there that I know I was missing. Not no more, though.
Well, and it's true because it's the people who are healthy want to maintain their health. And whether they're slim or not, I think is the case. And I know it was for me. One of the things that attracted me to NECAM was I wanted to maintain my health. And there is a segment of the, I'm going to say baby boomers, but not just the boomers. I think it's the generation after ours, too, that have young children and all that, too, that are concerned with maintaining and keeping and becoming healthier at the same time. So, yeah.
When I'm talking to someone initially about it, the three things I stress that I hear repeatedly are mental clarity. What's the second one? Oh, my gosh. Energy. And as a perk, people are losing weight.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt calls it a side effect. The side effect of
right.
His weight loss.
I mean, those are the three things that I repeatedly keep hearing anyway. And so, who hasn't fit into one of those?
That's great.
Jeannie?
Uh-huh.
Van sent out an email last night that has a link to that call. If someone else didn't say it, I pushed the wrong button and exited the call when I was trying to get on mute. So, Vance's email has it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I recorded it. Only problem was I got the video, didn't get the sound.
Oh, shoot. Hate it when that happens.
So I'll just record it off of theirs.
There you go.
I was really upset at myself. I was really upset. And for some reason, I'm sitting there right in front of the computer Monday, didn't record the call. Thought I'd push the button. Hadn't.
Oh, dear. Well.
Some days are just like that, you know?
Some days are just like that. You're right.
So I hope everybody has a great day today. And I'm going to go on mute. Bye now.
Thank you, Steve. All right. I suppose we should all go too. Any last minute things?
Great information. Thanks, Jeannie.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
all righty.
Oh.
Have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you for your additions to the call. It's very vital, so enjoy that, all of you. Talk to you tomorrow, then.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.